had a goal.
Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
There is a $59.89 charge at our account we never agreed to.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address for me?
It probably isn't my husband's name, Reuben Hensler, 175 Nell Avenue, number 42, Rockport, Texas, 78382.
Thank you. And I see that you had an account with our Bites Hub, where there was a survey did for a shell.
No, he never agreed to this.
Okay, so do you recall doing that survey?
No, he does not.
Okay, could you verify the email address for me, please?
rchensler@sbcglobal.net. Either that or he's using yahoo.com.
Thank you. So the name, the email address, the shipping address, and the phone number you called in on all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed.
He did not order that stuff. He would not.
Okay, so before I proceed, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't do it any surveys. We will be reporting this over to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have placed this order, then we can move forward with that fraud investigation.
You didn't place this order, did you? He says no, he did not.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits, and if it does come back as a true case of fraud, you should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And I also have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Here, hold this a minute. She's got to write down the numbers. She's got a numbers for you to call. No, that's something he would not, not for $60, no ma'am. All right, he's ready.
C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
9208. 9208. 27. 27. 866.
866. Is there anything else I could do for you? No, we were just kind of like, we were wondering what that was because there's no way that we would have agreed to that. That number is for the investigation for the fraud, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, my husband's like, what's that number for? Okay. Yeah, there's no way we'd have agreed to that.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I could do for you?
No.
Okay. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.